Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley delivered her State of the City address on Wednesday morning. Whaley's more than 20-minute address began with some positives, outlining milestones reached in education and business, downtown revitalization, and neighborhood investment. The mayor says the city has committed $19.6 million over the next 6 years for the continued demolition of blighted residential and commercial properties, exterior repairs for homeowners, and the complete reconstruction of Salem Avenue following the closure of Good Samaritan Hospital. She also cited progress on the opioid crisis but called for continued action. A major component of the mayor's speech was what she called disparities in opportunity and investment in the city's west side.
But when we look more deeply at our history, we see that opportunity was never equally distributed in Dayton. Some of our neighbors were never invited to join fully in our city's prosperity.
The mayor said she's committing her administration to removing that disparity and fostering more inclusive development in poorer neighborhoods.
Through the remainder of my term, I will focus on working to identify and dismantle systems that keep people trapped in poverty. The first initiative in line with this new focus is aimed at reducing evictions within the city.
Whaley ended her speech with a commitment to ensure all citizens have the opportunity to take part in the economic resurgence taking place in Dayton. You can hear the full speech on our website at wyso.org. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.